because I always need lots of kids to help me with my show. Now, some of you may or may not know that I'm a preacher's wife, and I'm playing hooky from church this morning. So I think it'd be really cool if we could sing a song to thank God for just allowing us to be here and to be alive and to be healthy and be able to enjoy all this beautiful day, this beautiful music. So let's see, who could help me up here? You two girls want to come up here and help me? Okay, don't be shy. We're all going to do a little praise song this morning to thank God, okay? So I'd like everybody in the audience to repeat after me and do exactly what I do. One of you get on my right, one of you get on my left. Come over here. Okay, good. So just repeat after me and do exactly what I do. Everybody go like this. Say, two hands to work, two feet to walk, two eyes to see. Oh, gee. Lord, I never realized how much you love me. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. As you pick it up, just do it. Okay, here we go. Two hands to work, two feet to walk, two eyes to see, oh gee. Lord, I never realized how much you love me. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. All right, see if you can act this one out. A nose to smell spaghetti when it simmers in the pot. A tongue to test the tea to be sure it's not too hot. 28 teeth to chew the foods I like homemade bread and cheese. Two ears to hear I love you from the ones I like to squeeze. Oh, Jesus, how you love me. All right, sing along. Here we go. Two hands to work, two feet to walk, two eyes to see. Oh, gee, Lord, I never realized how much you love me. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. One day I caught myself complaining cause I had too much to do. Clean the house and wash the clothes and make a better too. But why should I be griping when I've got a home to scrub? The poor folks in Honduras don't even have a tub. Oh, Jesus, make me grateful. All right, sing along, here we go. Two hands to work, two feet to walk, two eyes to see, oh gee. Lord, I never realized how much you love me. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. I like to take a walk and to see the pretty sky with the sunshine on my back and my hubby by my side. And when I see a beer can someone threw out on the street, I know there's lots of work to do, work to do, work to do for Jesus and for me. Oh, Jesus, make me holy. All right, sing along, here we go. Two hands to work, two feet to walk, two eyes to see, oh, gee. Lord, I never realized how much you love me. Two knees to kneel before you when I talk to you each day. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. A mouth to magnify you in oh so many ways. All right, good helpers. Don't leave. You know, as they were walking up and saying hello to me, these two kids have my DVD and they like this next song. So I thought before they sit down, we get everybody involved in this song. Okay, this is a little song that comes from the book of James where it says we need to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. So these girls know this really well. So we're going to ask everybody in the audience to help us with it. Okay, it's a good reminder for us all. We're all having church this morning. Let's go. You got to be a doer, not just a listen toer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta love. And you gotta give. You gotta learn how to obey. Gotta learn how to obey. The Lord can pick a faker. Crossed a mile, crossed an acre. It's what you do, not what you say. Then you go. Everybody try that. Okay, girls, ready? All right, let's give it a try. Everybody go, here you go. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen toer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen toer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta love and you gotta give. You gotta learn how to obey. The Lord can pick a faker, cross a mile, cross an acre. It's what you do, not what you say. Oh, come on, you guys, get involved now. Let's give it a try. Here we go. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen doer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen doer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta love and you gotta give. You gotta learn how to obey. The Lord can pick a faker, cross a mile, cross an acre. It's what you do, not what you say. Okay, now you guys know the actions and now you know the words. Now let's really sing it like we mean it. Let me hear you now. Come on, here we go. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen doer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta be a doer, not just a listen doer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta love and you gotta give. You gotta learn how to obey. The Lord can pick a faker, cross a mile, cross an acre. It's what you do, not what you say. You gotta be a doer. You gotta be a doer. You gotta be a doer. Woo! All right, thank you, girls. All right, now I think there were some other kids that wanted to help. Now let's see, who was it that wanted to help me with the raccoon song? Who was it that wanted to help me with that? Anna Grace, did you want to help me with that? Come on up here, sweetheart. Did you want to do the puppet? Or did you want to do the actions? Okay, you just come up here, okay? Who else wants to help? Come on up here, Sydney and Amanda. Come on, it's okay, don't be shy. Every year these girls come and help me. Okay, which one of you wants to do the puppet and which wants to do the actions? You going to do the puppet? Okay, you'll help with the actions. Okay, you stand over by her so you won't feel all alone. And you girls come up and help too, okay? Come on, you stand over there. All right, good. Now, if you folks in the audience do this, the kids will do it too, and we'll all have a good time together, okay? Now, this is my friend, Reggie the raccoon. We're talking about how we need to be doers. Well, one of the things Reggie tries to tell kids when we go all over the state of Florida is please, please, please put your garbage in the garbage can. Never, ever throw it out the side of your car. Because whose responsibility is to keep the beautiful state of Florida clean? It's our job. And I also tell kids that we're not too good or too special, that we can't just go around in our neighborhoods with a little bag and pick up all the trash in our neighborhoods. And every one of us can help keep Florida clean by keeping our neighborhoods clean. So that's what Reggie wants to remind everybody before we sing a song. Always put your garbage in the garbage can. All right, we're going to hand him over to Amanda here. Now, this is how everybody can help with this song. I'd like everybody to put up raccoon eyes like this, okay? And repeat after me and do exactly what I do. Everybody say, we found a coon in the can. A coon in the can, crazy little critter, eating like a man. Nose at the bread bag, paws in the jam. Only I want you guys to go, jam! There you go, caught you red-handed. You coon in the can. Okay, I think we got it. You guys ready? Now, I need another member of the audience. Let's see, I'm going to pick on Jerry and Tony. Come up here, you guys. We'll put you guys in the microphone right here. And you guys are going to be my rappers, okay? So we'll put you on a mic right here, and all you need to do is when we get to the raccoon rap, I want you guys to do a rap before me. Let's go. You guys can do that, right?
Oh, I've done this one before.
Oh, good. All right, cool. Just when I start you out, okay? And the last word of the rap is the word next, so when I get to next, just cut off the rap. Okay, here we go. Jerry Mincy, Tony Macaluso. Famous rappers. Get that puppet dancing. Here we go. Oh, late night supper, take out the trash. Here come the headlights, eyes go flash. Heave in the garbage, she pops out. Caught you red-handed, with jam on your snout. What have we here? Okay, everybody, put up your coon eyes and sing along with Mrs. Kate. Let me hear you now. We found a coon in the can, a coon in the can. Crazy little critter, eating like a man. Nose in the bread bag, paws in the jam. Caught you red-handed, coon in the can. Now, how many of you kids have ever been on a camping trip? We're going to go on one now. Here we go. Oh, let's go camping, set up the tent. Spread out the picnic, she picks up the scent. Dives in the trash can, sucks on a bone. Caught you red-handed in the raccoon zone. Okay, everybody, get your coon eyes up and sing off Mrs. Caitlin here now. Here we go. We found a coon in the can, a coon in the can. Crazy little critter eating like a man. Nose in the bread bag, paws in the jam. Caught you red-handed, coon in the can. Well, hey, Mr. Coon, are we a cramp in your style? What food tip coon when you trip coon out in the wild? Now listen, my children, and give me a snap, because you're about to hear the raccoon rap. I said the raccoon rap. The raccoon rap. A-chick-a-poo, chick-a-poo, chick-a-poo, chick-a-poo. Everybody in the audience, snap your fingers, and with Tony and Jerry go, a-poo, chick-a-poo, chick-a-poo. Keep that beeping going. A-poo, chick-a-poo, chick-a-poo. A coon likes crawdads. A coon will eat a crab. A coon will suck a bird's egg whenever he can nab. Grasshoppers, insects, nuts and berries too. A coon is an omnivore just like me and you. Now your neighborhood coon is a hungry little critter, sneaking down the storm drain, sniffing out the litter, chewing on the Chinese, a munching on the Mex, breaking out the tick out in your garbage might be next. Boo! He's got a mask on his eyes, rings on his tail. Your thieving little criminal will put you in jail, cause some got rabies and some like to fight. Stay away from that coon, kid. You'll be all right. Okay, everybody, get your coon eyes up. Sing along, Mrs. Caitlin. I'm here now. Here we go. Everybody singing along. We found a coon in the can, a coon in the can. Crazy little critter eating like a man. Nose in the bread bag, paws in the jam. Caught you red-handed, coon in the can. Caught you red-handed, you masked little bandit. You coon in the can. All right. Thank you, kids. You did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. All right. Now, I would like to have a volunteer from the audience. If somebody hasn't helped yet, maybe to play the rain stick for me. Who would like to help with that? Let's see. Don't be shy. All right. Good, good. Ariane and her mom. Okay. What's your name again? Renee's going to help with the rain. Okay, now, you know, girls, I feel a lot better if you'd come up here and help me with the raindrops coming down. Can you help me with that? All you kids that wanted to help, come on back up here and help me with the raindrops coming down, okay? All right, good. Now, this is what we're going to do. Every time we get to the part of the song where we're going to sing, "It's My Florida Rain," we're going to put our hands up in the sky, just like this, Anna Grace, look. I'm going to make the rain come down just like this, okay? Good girl. All right, just like this. It's my Florida rain. Hands up in the sky. It's my Florida rain. It's my Florida rain. That's one of the things I'd like you to do. Now, the other thing I'd like you to do is when we get to the part of the song where we sing "No Shoes, No Shoes, No Shoes," I'd like y'all to sing "No Shoes" with me three times and tap your shoes. Ready? Here we go. No shoes, no shoes, no shoes. Good. All right, now, what we're going to do this morning is we're all going to use our imaginations, okay? I would like for everybody to open up the door of a time machine and step inside. We're going to go back to when you were 4 years old. How old are you, Anna Grace? 5. Okay, well, this won't be too far back then. And it's a day like today, only it's even hotter. The hottest, hottest, hottest day of the summer that you can ever imagine. You got sweat pouring down your face. But you have been in the house, in the air conditioning, all day long. You can't stand it. Oops, sorry. Move over a little bit. You can't stand it anymore. You just got to get outside. So you tell me, Mommy, I'm going to go outside, Mommy. I don't care how hot it is. It is so hot outside that you're sure that if your mother cracked an egg on the sidewalk, it would fry and you could eat it for breakfast. It is that hot. So you go outside to play, but you forget to put on your flip-flops. So you step outside on that hot sidewalk and you go, ow, 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 ow. I should have worn my flip-flops. I should have worn my flip-flops. So you run back in the house to try and find your flip-flops. You go into your bedroom, but you forget to turn on the light. And you're rummaging around on the floor trying to find your flip-flops. Where did I put my flip-flops? Where are those flip-flops? Now, what I'd like everybody to do, using your imagination, okay? Just for a moment, I would like for you all to close your eyes and slowly count to 8. Ready? 1. So, you're on the floor trying to find your flip-flops, rummaging, where did I put those things? And all of a sudden, you hear a sound. So you're trying really hard to be obedient. So hard, because you want to go outside in that rainstorm. So, instead of going out in the rainstorm, you decide you're going to watch it from the living room sofa. So you climb up on the back of the living room sofa, and you're looking out, and those great big huge raindrops are starting to plop down on that hot, hot pavement outside. And what happens when cold raindrops hit hot pavement? What comes up? Steam. And that makes you want to go outside even worse. So you get up on the very, very tip top of the living room sofa, and you press your nose up against the glass. Now, what does your nose look like when you press it up against the glass? Like a little pig nose. So you got your nose pressed up against the glass, and you say to your mommy, "Mommy, can I please go out to play? There's a calling outside. There's a calling outside. Child, when will you listen and you learn that you wait till it's dry, that you wait till it's dry? Mommy, can't you understand? I grew up with my toes sunk down in the Florida sand, and when my eyes look up, and the clouds are cutting loose. They're calling me outside and they're saying, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. It's my Florida rain." Hands up in the sky. "It's my Florida rain." Everybody singing along now. "It's my Florida rain." "Mommy, look, there's steaming on the streets, and I'm watching it rise, and I'm watching it rise. That's because the cold is hitting hot. Are you coming inside, child? Are you coming inside?" All right, everybody help me sing the mommy part. Ready? Here we go. "Mommy, can't you understand? I grew up with my toes sunk down in the Florida sand. And when my eyes look up and the clouds are cutting loose, they're calling me outside and they're saying, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. It's my Florida rain." Everybody sing along. "It's my Florida rain. It's my Florida rain." "Mommy, look, our yard became a lake. I always wanted a pool, yeah. I always wanted a pool. Give it time. It will evaporate, but it looks pretty cool, yeah. I said it looks pretty cool." All right, everybody help me with the mommy part. Ready? Here we go. "Mommy, can't you understand? I grew up with my toes sunk down in the Florida sand. And when my eyes look up and the clouds are cutting loose, they're calling me outside and they're saying, no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. It's my Florida rain." Let me hear you singing it. "It's my Florida rain. It's my Florida rain. Mommy, look. Uh-oh. Where'd she go? Mommy? Mommy? Mommy! Oh, no, Mommy. She's not at the window. She's not at the door. She took her shoes off and she stands on the porch. She has no umbrella. She hasn't a coat. What's that in her hand? She brought me a boat. She's taking my hand and she's grinning real wide. She's dancing with me in the rain, not inside. Mommy, sing it. Now you understand. I grew up with my toes sunk down in the Florida sand. And when our eyes look up and the clouds are cutting loose, they're calling us outside and they're saying no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. It's our Florida rain. Let me hear you now. It's our Florida rain. He told me I have 5 more minutes. I will take a request from the audience. Is there somebody here that wanted to hear a certain song and I haven't sung it yet? Anna, what did you want, sweetheart? You want Daddy Tell Me, Mommy Tell Me, the Armadillo song. Okay. Who wants to work the puppet? Come on up here. Late one night, it was after 10, the women watched while two tough men ventured out in the middle of the night to stalk the creature. They took a gun and acted brave. Mama's garden they must save. If they don't, she'll rant and rave. We gotta get the creature. Dad scanned the yard and fixed his eyes on the enemy of our lives. Tiny eyes and pointed nose, sharpened claws and digging toes. An armored back so smooth and round, finest specimen to be found. Why in heaven would a preacher ever want to strike and kill the creature? I guess by now you guys have figured out what it was. I'd like y'all to sing along. Here we go. Armadillo. Armadillo. Sing with me now. Grubs and worms, why couldn't we come to terms? If you would have filled in all your holes, we might have let you live. But no, you dug and fed your face, frustrating the human race. We want to have our pretty lawn, so armadillo must be gone. All right, let me hear you singing it now. 2, 3, armadillo. Raised his gun and aimed it shy, hit that creature's underside. Armadillo barely shot, he was scared. Now watch him hop up and down around a bit. He was getting hard to hit. Dad took aim and met his mark, shot and killed him in the dark. Armadillo. Now you lay there still and mute. Your digging days are over now. We are gonna put you in the ground. Armadillo. Armadillo. Now you've taken your last breath. Your destruction brought on death. You only did what you had to do, because that's the way that God made you. Well, I'm sorry it had to end this way. Now I think I'll stop and pray. Lord, I'm sorry we had to kill your finely crafted arm. All right, everybody sing it with me now. Here we go. 2, 3. Armadillo. Armadillo. Softer now. Armadillo. 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 So we tend his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's what they're hanging in the ship. Thank you very much. I'm Mrs. Kate. And I'd like for you, all the kids that helped me to come up on the stage, I want you guys to give them a big round of applause. All the kids that helped, come on. Give them a hand. All right. Come up here, you guys, and take a bow. Here they go. These are the future, our children. We need to love them all we can while we got them. Everybody take a bow now. Ready? 1, 2, 3. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great festival.